guys! Hello, and welcome to episode 17 of Fangirl Report with me, Emma Heron, your very own certified fangirl. Welcome! You guys, we're getting dangerously close to episode 20. That's so exciting. Oh my god, you guys. Okay, we're jumping right in. There is so much going on right now, and there is so much that has been happening in the last week. I can't believe it. So we're going to speak about a lot of things today. I'm going to try to keep the transitions very smooth. We're going to try not to get off track too much. This time I did write a little outline for myself so I know kind of where I'm going, okay? So let's kick off episode 17 with a little life update. Also, please, if my bangs look good, just sound off. Let me know. Make sure they look okay. If they get out of place, just holler. Just raise a hand and let me know if my bangs are out of place. Thank you so much. Okay, so let's get into a little bit of a life update with you guys. So it is April 13th today. Of course, I'm recording the day of. You guys already know the drill. I don't record in advance. It's just not who I am, okay? And I'm trying to be true to myself, okay? Thank you. Okay, so it's April 13th. We are nearly halfway through April, which is insane because when I think about, like, the goals and the things that I want to have done by the end of the year, it's very scary because we're already almost halfway through the year. I saw a TikTok or an Instagram post that said this is like the fastest moving year I've ever experienced, and I'm gonna have to agree with that. So it's April 13th. I am not depressed today because it is sunny and it's 12 degrees outside. Oh my god. Literally from my window, I don't see a cloud in the sky. It is beautiful blue sky today, and I cannot explain to you guys enough how badly I needed a sunny, warm day. Because the freaking 6 month long winter was really starting to get to me. I was angry every single day. I was angry every single day at work. I just was not having it. And that's that. So, okay, so it's nice, warm, and sunny. I'm so sorry. I got distracted. I'm trying to like see in the reflection to make sure that it's recording. You know what? Why don't I just give a little check just to make sure that we're rolling? We're rolling. Thank you so much. Anyway, so yeah, I really needed the warm day really bad. So I now officially feel like it's spring, even though I guarantee you tomorrow it's going to end up being cold and cloudy again, which I have not checked the forecast for the week, so I'm not sure. But let's just hope for some nice days because I need it. Because here's the thing. And I've been talking about this with my coworkers all week because what else do you talk about in the office than the weather? Honestly, that's like what we talk about the most. And I was talking to them about it. I said, spring is one of my favorite seasons ever because it's that beautiful transition period between winter and summer where it's hot, but it's not too hot and it's sunny and the air just smells good and it just feels fresh outside. And we're being robbed of that because it's going to be 6 months of winter and then it's going to be blazing hot 6 months of summer, and that's what's gonna happen. And I remember 1 year went like that, and now that's what it's gonna be this year. We're gonna skip spring altogether. It's gonna be winter and then it's gonna be 30 degrees. That's what it's gonna end up being, and I'm not okay with it. Anyways, so finally feeling like it's springtime. I have had a very productive day today because when it's nice outside I can function like a normal human being. And so one thing that I did this morning, I'm gonna leave it for a second. Can we chill with the motorcycle, please? Okay, thank you. So I've been doing a little bit of spring cleaning today. So I just gave the apartment like a nice clean, clean the kitchen, clean the bathroom. Okay, clean the bathroom. I'm talking the toilet and all. Tidied up all the rooms and stuff. And I even vacuumed and I even mopped. That's crazy. Okay, I don't know if Swiffer counts as mopping, but to me it does. So I did that. I stopped for a Starbucks today. And the other thing, I think we're ready to move on. Okay, we've done my spring cleaning little rant. Okay, thank you. And my spring cleaning rant. Let's move on. So this is going to kind of go back to what I was discussing last week. So it's going to be a little bit of a part two to the musical theater discussion that we had last week and how I was trying to be really, I guess, vulnerable with myself, talking about things that I don't necessarily like talking about, like when it comes to, you know, the no's when you're in the musical theater industry and when you're in audition season, that sometimes things don't work out how you want them to. And I think that's a really important thing to talk about. It's an uncomfortable thing to talk about, but I do think it's a really important thing to talk about because, listen, everybody who's in the theater world, it has experienced that at one point or another and will continue to experience it as long as they're in the industry, because that's just how it is. So last week I talked to you guys, I auditioned for a small musical. I did not get it, but they sent me the very lovely email. And then I talked to you guys about doing the prom. I did the prom audition. It was very, it was so scary because, okay, I was talking about this earlier today. The difference between community theaters and that don't pay you and actual like smaller theaters that do pay you, the difference between them is astonishing. Community theaters that do kind of the larger scale productions because they get, you know, from the sale tickets and people who are members of the theater and things like that, they have kind of the funds for it. They are so strict and scary. Every time I have auditioned at a community theater, it was like very strict in like the timing and the scheduling and what you have to do, what you're allowed and what you're not allowed to do, what you have to prepare. It was very scary. And so that was the same for my prom audition. It was very strict. And I told you guys that I absolutely butchered the singing portion of it. I did okay with the dancing. And I said, if I don't get a call back, I'm not upset about it because I don't feel that I did good anyways. And I did not get a call back. Callbacks were yesterday and I did not get a call. And honestly, that's exactly how I expected that to go. I knew how it went. I knew I didn't feel good about it. But I'm happy that I went. I'm so happy that I went, got the experience. And now I know that maybe the community theater route probably isn't for me. Because they're not even going to pay you anyways. So what's the goddamn point? Thank you. Obviously, the point is to have fun, but whatever. Like, it's fine. So, yeah, I did not get a call back for that. I'm not upset about it. It wasn't right for me. I can just feel it in my bones, okay? And is it uncomfortable to talk about? Of course it is, but it's important. Thank you so much. So, after that, I have spent every day of the week that just passed, I have spent every day in the morning, it's like my morning ritual, I go on Facebook and I go through all of like the musical theater slash casting Facebook groups that I'm a part of to find new opportunities to audition for and to submit self-tapes for. And since it's audition season and since Fringe Festival is going to be in the summertime, which I think I probably said Fringe is the biggest Toronto theater festival, so they'll do all kinds of little shows during that festival time. So everybody is doing their auditions for it right now. So I've been really on the hunt for something because, like I said, one of my 2025 goals is to do something on a stage. And since freaking apparently we're already almost halfway through the year, I'm gonna have to get on that. Thank you so much. And it's just something that I really want to do. I just want to be on the stage. I want to sing. I want to perform. I want to do my little dance. Thank you. So I've been searching for all kinds of opportunities. I have submitted a few that I haven't heard back from, a few that said, oh, hi, I'll see if I can find an audition time for you. Okay, just tell me no and move on with your life. Thank you. So, and then I found this one opportunity for, and I'm not going to give too many details because, again, I'm not sure what I can share and what I can't share. But it's a small, well, they're all small. Guys, just tell me to shut the hell up for once. Okay, thank you. It is a smaller musical. So it's only a cast of 5, maybe. And it's kind of a Rock of Ages style show. So very kind of rock and roll oriented. And I thought, okay, that's fun. That's fun. So I sent in a self-tape and, again, I'm not going to talk too much about it because I feel like if I put too much in the universe, it's going to backlash on me. So I put in my self-tape And then I heard immediately, like an hour, maybe 2 hours later, I got an email saying, hey, thank you for submitting. Are you free this Sunday for an audition in the morning? I said, absolutely I am. You tell me what to prepare and I will be there, okay? So I had to choose a monologue to perform and I had to prepare one of the songs that they had sent to me. And they're like rock songs and stuff like that. So I got the email on, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. So I had from Thursday to this morning to memorize a monologue and memorize a song. It was a very hefty task, okay? Because listen, I am really good when it comes to memorizing song lyrics. I can memorize song lyrics better than most other things, okay? But when it comes to something that I've never ever heard before, it's very difficult for me to memorize it. Like if it's a song on the radio, I can pick up the lyrics really, really fast. But it's something I've never heard before. It's a genre that I haven't really opened myself up to. So I was very scared. And so I got there. It was so chill because I'm telling you, when it's just like the small theaters and like the small like production companies that are doing this, it's so chill, okay? And so I got there and they had me sing the song. I stumbled just a teeny weeny bit on the lyrics, but other than that, it went well. And then I did my monologue, which I messed up on. I was so upset because I literally spent all day yesterday, most of the day yesterday, writing down the monologue over and over again, like with a pen and paper, because that's the way that I can study the best is when I'm actually writing it down. I wrote it down over and over again and I still missed like two lines, and I even had to pause for a second in the middle of it to get my thoughts back together because I was so nervous, and that's what the nerves do to me. Anyways, I moved on from it. I had to add a little improv in there because I completely forgot some of the lines, but I made it through and it went okay. And then they had me sing again. And so I think he was probably one of like the music directors, I'm assuming. He was like, okay, pick a spot on the wall behind us. Look at that and imagine that it's the person that you were singing to, and imagine all of the lyrics, everything that you were singing, it is towards that person. And it's gonna like open up your larynx and things like that and do it that way. I was like, first of all, that's fantastic advice. And so I did it again. It went so well. I got through all, no stumbles on the lyrics. I got through it all and it felt so much better. I think probably because I had run it one time before that, but even with like the advice, oh, it went so well. And they told me that I was the first person that day to come in with the song memorized. I'm like, is that not just like a normal thing to do when you're going to audition, is to memorize the song and the monologue and whatnot? So that was fun. And again, I'm not jinxing this for myself. I can't. It went well. We will see how it goes. They have another round of auditions tomorrow. And if they want me back for a callback or to see anything else, then they'll let me know. And what happens, happens. Okay. So that's that. I just wanted to share my experience of what it's been like so far, searching and submitting things. And I submitted another self-tape for another show I have not heard back from. However, the submission deadline isn't till May 1st, I think. So, I mean, it's possible I could still hear back from them. So we'll see. So overall, I feel like I'm in a good spot in my journey, especially because I have not performed in a show since high school. So I feel like I don't want to know how many years. I don't want to know. Nobody tell me. Thank you. I will, just don't tell me, okay? So considering it's been so long since I've actually done something somewhat professional, I have to remind myself that it's going to be a process and never going to land the first thing. There's going to be no's. It's going to take time for me to get somewhere, and that's okay. And I just wanted to share that with y'all to let y'all know how it's going. So we'll see. I'll keep y'all in the loop. If I have any updates next week, I will let you know. Thank you so much. Okay, what else is going on lately? Okay, there's one funny thing that I wanted to share with you guys. Just a quick thing that I had jotted down for today. So a couple episodes ago, we were talking about AI and how AI art is like literally taking over the scene. I see AI art all over the place. I see it in advertisements. I see it on like normal art accounts. I see it on TikTok. I see it everywhere. And so with that comes ChatGPT as well, because everybody and their mother right now and all the brands, they're using ChatGPT to do, I'm certain you guys have seen it, to do the little action figure package AI thing. So they'll submit a photo of themselves, say, make me into an action figure and have this, this, and this as accessories. And it's the craziest thing ever, because I think I talked about this last week, didn't I? How every time you send a message to ChatGPT, it heats up like the actual servers that keep it running and therefore kind of ruin the environment. So all of these brands and all of these influencers are freaking, and it takes a lot of power when you're using like the free version of ChatGPT to develop an image like that. Like it takes a few minutes. So I can't imagine how much y'all are overloading the servers with these stupid little action figure thingies. Anyways, so that's been like everywhere. And everybody's like, not the brands using AI. Like, hire an artist to do it. It's gonna look so much better, I promise. So that was that. So I was at work the other day, and bestie Jennifer was also at work, and she was using ChatGPT for something. And because the way she was talking to it, it was learning her personality and was responding in the most outrageous way. So she said, she took a picture of her screen and sent it to our little group chat, and she was like, I think ChatGPT stole Emma's personality. Because it was literally like, oh my god, you're totally right, queen, with like the crying emoji. And that is so on brand for me. I'm like, stop, that is so hilarious. And so it turned into this joke in the group chat where they're like, oh, ChatGPT is the next podcast guest on Fangirl Report. And so Jennifer asked ChatGPT if it knew what Fangirl Report is. And you guys, the answer was crazy. I have to find it, and I'm going to read it to you. Hi, what's going on here? Here it is. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard. So she says, have you heard of the Fangirl Report with Emma Herron? The response is, guys, it's crazy. Yes, I'm familiar with the Fangirl Report podcast hosted by Emma Herron. Launched in late 2024, the podcast delves into Emma's experiences growing up as a fangirl in the 2010s, discussing her passions for artists like One Direction and 5 Seconds of Summer, as well as interests like the 2013 film Warm Bodies. Each episode offers a personal and humorous look into her fandoms and the culture surrounding them. As of April 2025, the podcast has released several episodes, including A Fangirl's Year in Review, Emma reflects on significant events of 2024, highlighting experience like attending a Niall Horan concert. And the second one, Back to School DIYs and Minecraft videos featuring Sister Abby. A deep dive into YouTube eras, discussing content like Back to School DIYs and Minecraft videos featuring Emma's sister, Abby. Listeners have praised the podcast for its engaging storytelling and relatable content with a five-star rating based on 6 reviews. If you enjoy discussions about fandom culture and personal anecdotes from a fangirl's perspective, the Fangirl Report might be a delightful addition to your podcast lineup. ChatGPT, oh my god. Guys, does this mean I've made it? You know, everybody makes TikToks like, that must have been her I made it moment. It's like Sabrina Carpenter performing at Coachella. It's a freaking Chapel Rome performing at Lala. This was my I made it moment when ChatGPT like perfectly summarized Fangirl Report. That is crazy. I was gooped and I was gagged when she sent that to the group chat. I said, you're kidding me. So I'm literally going to use that. Can I use that as a testimonial for real? Because I will. That's crazy. So yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys. I thought that was insane. So yeah, ChatGPT is going to be the next Fangirl Report podcast guest. So we're going to arrange that for you guys. That's crazy. Wow. So now, and as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh my god, I need to set up like a wiki page or something. I'm going to be famous. So yeah, that was like the craziest thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. Okay, before we get into what I am fangirling about this week, I would love to go over with you guys my March music trends, because I said last week I didn't have them all set up. I have them today. So we're gonna go over my top 10 songs of March 2025. Let's get into it. Okay, so a lot of this, Okay, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I know where to stop. Okay. So a lot of this is exactly the same as my February music trends. And that is Love Over Glory by Xenadelphia was my song number one. I think it was the same last month. It's so good. You guys, if you haven't gotten into it, get into it. My number two song is Two Hands by Tate McRae. I think it was the exact same the month before too. It is just so good. My number three, for some reason, is still The Wizard and I from Wicked soundtrack. I don't know why. We're gonna ignore it. Okay. So now we're getting a little bit different. My number four song of March was The Giver by Chapel Roan. I listened to that song so many times in a row. It is so good, okay? Because listen, I'm not a country girl, but like I'm a country girl. You know what I mean? I love a good country song. Thank you so much. And my favorite part of the whole song is at the end where, oh my God. I get the job done. I get the job done. I get the job done. Yes, ma'am. Yes, I do. You're welcome. I love it. It's so iconic. And as an advertising girly, I've got a bachelor's degree in creative advertising. Her campaigning for this song was spectacular. Where she was doing all like the different billboards with the dentist, the plumber, the lawyer. I just love a good campaign like that. And it was so perfect. And there was even like the phone line, which I called a few times because then you can like select what service you need. And each of it plays like a different snippet of the song. And I think for the plumber at the end, it's like a flushing noise or something like that. It was phenomenal advertising. And I really enjoyed that as an advertising girl. So yeah, The Giver was a big hit for me. Okay, guys, this is actually hilarious. My number five song of March was Fight For Me from Heathers. Because that was my audition. Wait. Oh no, guys. That wasn't in March. Guys, whatever. Okay. It's going to be in my top 10 songs from March / the beginning of April. And it's just going to have to deal with it, okay? Because, oh, I realize what happened now. Because I didn't take a screenshot of right when, because it sends you a notification when, like, your monthly stats are ready. And I didn't take a screenshot from when I got the notification. I went on literally 30 minutes ago to Apple Music. I went to like my 2025. I went to the March replay. It took me to a playlist or whatever. And then it said updated 6 hours ago on it. I wasn't thinking straight. Okay, whatever. It's my top 10 songs from March / April. It is what it is. And then we'll, whatever. Okay? I'll have it right next time. So Fight For Me is in my top 10 right now because I played it over and over again to prepare for my audition for the prom, which we all know how that went, so let's move right on. My number six song is Stupid Cupid, Jenna Rain. It hasn't filtered out of the top yet. We've got the rest of the Xenadelphia EP. We've got When We Were Young by Adele. And then if we go a little bit past my top 10, there's Always You by Louis Tomlinson. I love it. Wasting my time when it was always you, and it goes like it's phenomenal. Thank you. Phenomenal. It's fabulous. It's amazing. Oh my god, guys, please stop it. Oh my god, you guys, that literally reminds me of a thing that happened yesterday. Okay, so yesterday I had a paint class, okay? And so one of the groups was a kid's birthday party. She just turned 12. Happy birthday to you. And so they were all like, I don't know, 11, 12, 13-year-olds, I would imagine. It was six of them. And they, first of all, they were hilarious. 12-year-olds are so funny. They were in grade six. They were hilarious. I love kids. Oh, I just love kids. Okay. No, not my own. Never would have my own, but I love kids. Okay. Thank you so much. So like there was music playing and a Harry Styles song played while I was at their table teaching them one of the steps. And I was like, oh my God, yes, Harry Styles. And they kind of chuckled a little bit. I'm like, wait, do you guys know who One Direction is? And they were like, who's that? I said, I'm clutching my pearls right now. I said, y'all don't know who One Direction is? And then one of the girls was like, yeah, like to her friend, she was like, yeah, it's the Backstreet Boys song. And she's like, oh, yeah, I know what direction. I'm like, girls, no. I'm like, girls, no, that is not One Direction. No. I said, y'all know what makes you beautiful. Maybe that. They're like, oh, that's One Direction. I said, that's crazy. So it's official. The grade 6 12-year-olds of the world don't know who One Direction is anymore. Heartbreaking. I'm so old. So I can't believe I didn't write that in my notes. That is so funny. Yeah, that happened. Okay, thank you. That really did happen. It was so much fun. I loved it. Holy crap, though. Let me tell you something. Brain rot. Let me tell you something, though. Grade 6 children, especially the girls, are obnoxious. They're crazy. They literally, two of them were painting black all over their hand. What are you doing? Would I have done the same? Absolutely. But what are you doing? They got paint all over the wall. Like, guys, what are you doing? I have to clean that up. But it was really cute because I was cleaning up. I was, like, scrubbing the paint off the wall. And they were at a different table. They had finished their painting already and they were eating cake. And the birthday girl comes up with a plate. She was like, would you like a slice? I said, stop. That's so cute of you. I would love a slice. And it was delicious. It was like a fruit tart cake. Mmm. It had kiwi on it. I had never had kiwi in my life until then. Wow. Yeah, it was a moment. So yeah, the 12-year-olds of the world don't know One Direction. And if you are 12 and you know One Direction, then good. Because you should. Thank you. Okay. Okay, guys, I've been rambling on about my life for the last 27 minutes. So let's reel her in a little bit and let's get into what I have been obsessing about and fangirling about this week. Okay, so while we were talking, so we just talked about music trends. Coachella is happening right now. So one of the things I've been fangirling about this weekend is, listen, I don't necessarily love, like, influencers taking over events and festivals like Coachella, because it's literally the influencer Olympics, like, quite literally. It's like everybody's there to get their content, nobody's there to have fun and enjoy the music. But let me tell you something, when Coachella comes around, everybody be quiet, my show is on. Because I will be scrolling through my TikTok For You page and I will watch every single video that comes up on my For You page. Where it's like, come get ready with me for day one of Coachella. Come put my outfit together for me for day two of Coachella. Bitch, I'm gonna sit down. I'm gonna watch every single one with a smile on my face. I can't get enough of it. My show is on. Thank you. I love them. I literally can't get enough of them. Because I love, as I'm sitting in my bed, I'm like, ooh, that skirt's cute. I don't know if I'd pair that necklace, but it looks really good. Ooh, I love that headscarf. That's so cute. Like, girl, what is wrong with me? And James Charles is the queen of Coachella. I don't care. And I think it's time as a society that we start admitting that James Charles is hilarious. Thank you. We just, as a group of human beings, we need to acknowledge that James Charles is actually really funny. And I enjoy every one of his videos, okay? Thank you so much. I know I'm not ashamed to say that. I really am not. I will sit down and I will watch a James Charles 3-minute TikTok video till the day I die. Thank you so much. So that's happening. I didn't watch the live stream of Lady Gaga's set, but I've seen the clips of it. And holy shit, that was crazy, so good. And there was a moment where there was like a chess board and she was like dance battling with like her old self. That was so fucking cool. I loved that. And Benson Boone bringing out Brian May. Yeah. And so I haven't seen much other clips of the set. But everybody on TikTok is talking about, like, oh, like, happy Harry Chella Day for those of you who celebrate. I'm like, God, I remember Harry Chella like it was yesterday. That set was so good. When we brought out Lizzo and that fucking pink coat. Oh, my God. Harry Chella, I miss you. Come back. Thank you. On a real note, you guys, I honest to God don't think that Harry is going to come out with more music. I honest to God think he's done. And y'all can disagree with me and y'all can sit in denial if you want to, because I was in denial for a really long time too. I genuinely think, like, he's set. Bro has enough money to live like 40 lifetimes. Okay, he's chilling. He's got his weird facial hair. He's got his weird haircut. He's going grocery shopping in Italy. I think he's good. Okay, I think he's set. Okay, I really don't. And maybe it, like, oh no, my window is open and somebody's outside because the parking lot's right there. And they're gonna hear me talking to myself in front of my phone with a microphone in my hand. Whatever, we're just gonna we're gonna talk really quietly for a few minutes. But honestly, I think maybe in a few years, when like the time is right, maybe he'll do like not a reunion, but like a comeback album, maybe. I don't know. But I think he's good for a while, you guys. I think we need to stop waiting for it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, these people need to go. Ew, so embarrassing. Anyways, so that was my quick little tangent on that. Hey, I miss him though. I miss him like there's no tomorrow. So yeah. Okay, they walked away. Thank God. That's such an embarrassing thing. I think the exact same thing happened last week. Whatever. So that's that. Okay, so we're on Coachella weekend one. I haven't seen much other. I did see Green Day brought up that guy to play Good Riddance. Guys, Billy Joe Armstrong's so hot. And he is, and he's one of my hear me outs, and I don't want to talk about it. He's so hot. And with the blonde hair right now, yeah. Thank you. Anyways. Okay, so speaking of music, you guys, Five Sauce fans, we were fed. We have been fed. Okay? We've got the appetizers. The appetizers are at the table. Okay? And we are now ready for the main course to come whenever it is coming. Five Sauce girls, okay? Callum Hood and Michael Clifford both released singles. I think it was this week, either this week or last week, they released a single each. And I listened to them for the first time today so I could give y'all my thoughts. And listen, Callum Hood, Don't Forget You Love Me, the single. It is good. I really like it. Let me tell you, when he started singing and his deep fucking voice entered my ear canal, bitch, wow. First of all, wow. And it is a good vibe. The vibe of it was really, really good. I think it's a fantastic first single for the album that is to come. And I'm really excited about the vibes of it. It's very, I don't really know how to explain it. It's kind of giving indie a little bit. And it's giving very nice vibe. It's different. It's different than typical Five Sauce music, which I really enjoy. I think it's going to be a really nice step away for him to be able to focus on his own music for a while. And I think the album is going to slay. And I think he was selling signed copies of it, and I didn't buy one. Because I get paid in 2 days, okay, y'all? So I'm scrounging. Y'all know how it is, okay? Thank you. And so I really enjoyed it. I love it, and I can't wait for the rest of the album. Michael Clifford released his single, Cool. And it, let me tell you, if Michael Clifford were ever to, before this, release a single of his own, that is exactly how I would imagine it. It is exactly the vibe I pictured. And his like branding for it, with like the nails and like the overall kind of art direction for it, is super slay. I really like it. Okay, so I think, okay, listen. Michael Clifford is stuck in 2014. Michael Clifford is stuck in 2014. I still love him for it. But the song is giving very 2014. And again, I'm here for it. But girl, can we not step outside the box for a second? And it's so funny because to further prove my point, bro is so active on Instagram right now, posting the most cringy lip syncing TikToks. And it's so... I'm like, bro is literally stuck in 2015. Bro, somebody get him. Somebody go pick him up. Honey, what are you doing? No, I really enjoyed the single. It's super fun. It is so Michael. It is so his brand. A very kind of like old, not old school, but like back when Five Sauce first got really popular. It's very pop punk. It's very pop punk core, if you will. Thank you. So yeah, go listen to them if you haven't yet. I'm very excited about them. I can't wait for the albums to come out. And it's so funny because I keep seeing like TikTok comments talking about like the next time Five Sauce ever goes on tour as a group, that maybe they'll just like rotate who's gonna open, because they all have solo music now. Because Asha has his album, Luke has his album out. Shortly enough, Callum and Michael will have their albums out. So it would be so funny if they like rotated who's opening each night. That would be so fun. I don't think they would do that, but I guess you never know. Get Five Sauced. Y'all remember that? Who was at that tour? Get Sauced with the mustard and the ketchup and the dice. Yeah, I was there. Guys, oh my gosh, random topic. Recently, in the Harry Besties group chat, everybody was doing their concert alphabet, where you list off every concert that you've seen, and like from each letter of the alphabet or whatever. And I was going through and I was filling it out, and there was a lot more than I thought there was. And I've seen Five Sauce like 4 times now. Maybe even 5. I was like, that's crazy. I've seen them more than I've seen anybody. And that's that. Thank you so much. So maybe, okay, another time, I want to bring on a bestie for a concert episode where we go over like all the concert experiences that we've had. And I fear that it's going to be bestie Kylie for that, because she's been to so many. She's been to so many concerts, and I would love to have her chat about some of them with you. So bestie Kylie, let's coordinate. Thank you. Okay, how long have I been talking? Okay, period. I feel like the longer I talk, the more I start stuttering on my words, which I can feel that it's happening. You know what? Let's just take a quick little... I can feel that. I can just feel that I need it. Thank you. So sorry about that, y'all. And y'all already know I'm going to let out a massive burp later. It is what it is. Thank you. I need to stop saying that. Thank you. It's my vocal stim right now. Leave me alone. I was about to say it again, but I taught myself. Okay. Oh, guys. There is one more thing that I want to talk about. Okay, so let's just do, okay. Let's do a quick recap. So I've been fangirling over the Coachella TikToks. I've been fangirling over the sets at Coachella, all the clips and stuff like that. I've been fangirling over the new Five Sauce solo singles. And the last thing that I am fangirling over this week is The Last of Us Season 2 comes out today. I'm assuming it's just the first episode. I think it's on a schedule, I would assume. I don't know. I don't know if the whole season is out. I think it's like a schedule. They release one every week. I don't know. Thank you. Guys, I'm going insane. I need to... geese are honking out there. It's making me laugh. It's geese season. So the last thing I'm fangirling about this week is The Last of Us. Have I seen the first episode yet? No. I'm just not ready for it. And I have only just come to find out that they're splitting up The Last of Us Part 2 into 2 seasons. So season 2 is just part 1 of the second game. Is that true? And if so, why are we only just finding out about that recently, within the last couple of days? So yeah, I have not watched the first episode yet. First of all, I think I need to reactivate my Crave subscription, probably, so I can watch it. Second of all, I'm very scared. Listen, I know, okay, if y'all, okay, I need to say something. I know some of y'all have played the second game. I haven't played it, but I know what happens. And therefore, I am not ready to get attached to the second season. Okay? Now, I'm not going to say anything other than that, because I'm sure y'all can use your heads and infer onto what happens at the end of the second game. And I'm not ready for that yet. I'm not ready to get attached, because you guys, if you haven't seen the first season of The Last of Us, first of all, what are you doing? That shit has been out. And second of all, because it was genuinely such a well put together show. It was so emotional. There were parts that I was laughing. There were parts I was scared. There were parts I was sobbing. The episode with the gay couple. Are you kidding me? I was inconsolable. That shit was so sad. The layers that this show has. Because, listen, I've probably mentioned before, I'm not much of a fan for apocalypse and zombie, those types of shows and movies. I am a fucking liar. I am such a big fat liar. In the description of my podcast, it literally mentions the obsession that I had for 2013 film Warm Bodies starring Nicholas Hoult. Why am I lying? I just caught myself red-handed lying on camera. Yes, I am one for zombie movies because of Warm Bodies. Which I need to rewatch, by the way. Wow. Okay. We're gonna move on. I am a fan of zombie shows and movies, okay? But this one, because sometimes they can be really cheesy. Because Warm Bodies, listen, Warm Bodies was a very cheesy zombie movie, okay? It was very cheesy. It's literally about a zombie falling in love and turning back into a human. Okay, it's very cheesy. This shit, The Last of Us, was so real. No, it's not. It's it's not a true, it's not real. But like, in the sense that, oh my god, you guys, I'm losing it. In the sense that emotionally, it was just really deep. It was really deep. It was crazy. And like, the reunification of Joel and Tommy, the brothers coming back together, Joel realizing that like he genuinely adores Ellie and like sees that's his new daughter, basically. That's a horrible thing to say, new daughter. I'm sorry, Sarah. Sorry, girl. But like, it was just, there was so much more to it than it just being a zombie show. You know what I'm saying? It was so emotional. It was crazy. So y'all need to get into it. Literally, at each, I felt like each, I have not rewatched the first season in a very long time. Like, I think I only saw it through the one time. But it felt like every episode was kind of like a different perspective of somebody in the show. Like, there was the episode with the gay couple. Bitch, it had me crying, okay? So y'all need to get into it. I feel like most of the world watched it when it came out. But if you haven't seen it, get into it. I'm going to see if I have the strength to watch the first episode today. We'll see. Oh my god, this little girl is sleeping. That's so cute. I haven't had to bust out the spray bottle yet today. Yes. So yeah, obviously my Pedro Pascal era is going to be relit today. Because I'm going to see all of the content. Because the girlies on TikTok work very quickly. And I already know if it is like releasing one episode at a time, bitch, those episode one edits are going to be up tonight. And I can't wait to watch every single one of them, even if I haven't watched the episode yet. I just love Pedro Pascal. And I'm so sad because there was a moment there where like the thought of Pedro Pascal made me sick to my stomach because I love him so much. And like genuinely, like I want to marry him and I don't care how old he is. He just turned 50, by the way, and he looks like that? Girl, what are you, what is your routine? You look fantastic. But like the more content that I'm like seeing of Pedro Pascal, I'm really, okay. He's queer. He has to be. And I don't want to be that person that assumes, but girl, that's a queer man. And I love him for that. And I will support him no matter what, but girl, he's a queer man and I know it in my heart. Anyways, it literally doesn't matter. But I feel like my Pedro Pascal era was interrupted there because of Fourth Wing, and now like the thought of Zayden Ryerson makes my heart hurt. You know what I mean? So I have my different hyperfixations in right now. And listen, you guys, since we've spoke, I have not picked up Onyx Storm yet. I'm in a reading stump, and it is what it is, okay? So I'm gonna read it. Don't get on me about it. Thank you. Oh my god. So that's that. So I can feel the atoms in my body going really fast again for Pedro Pascal. It's gonna happen. I can feel it. Okay, so I'm gonna watch the first episode. We're gonna talk about it next week, and that's that. So lots of music this week. in our musical theater era, still in our journey to book something, to be in something, and obsessing over Coachella, fangirling over Pedro Pascal again and The Last of Us. And that's pretty much it. There was a lot to unpack this week, you guys. Wow. Okay, so if you're on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, would you? Please like this video. Leave a comment what you're fangirling about. If you watched the first episode of Last of Us, let me know how you like it. If you're not on YouTube, what is wrong with you? Get over to YouTube. Come join us. We have a lot of fun over here. If you are on Apple Music or Spotify, rate this podcast 5 stars, would you? Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Love y'all so much, as always. And yeah, I hope y'all had a beautiful day today. I hope you enjoyed the sunshine. Continue to enjoy the sunshine for a few more hours. And that's that. I love y'all so much. And I will talk to y'all. I will fangirl with y'all next week. Okay? Bye-bye. I'll see y'all.